onto a very different story involving young people today. Thousands of soccer fans and journalists and athletes are descending on South Africa for the month-long soccer tournament, the World Cup. The opening match is this Friday. South Africa hosts Mexico. Then Saturday, the U.S. plays one of the world's most dominant teams, England. History, culture, the sport, a chance for South Africa to strut its stuff. What better place for Florida A&M journalism professor Joe Ritchie to take six of his student journalists for an extended reporting trip? Ritchie was a longtime foreign editor at the Washington Post and has himself covered three World Cups. So we've decided to catch up with Joe Ritchie and one of his student journalists, Anna Marie Shreves of Florida A&M, speaking to us from Johannesburg. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to contain my jealousy that you're there and I'm here. But if you hear the green-eyed monster peeking out, you can just, you know, call me and check. So Joe, what gave you the idea to take the student journalists on this great adventure?
Well, there are a couple of different things that played into it. And one of the things was I had a student a few years ago who actually is on the trip. She was an undergraduate studying at Florida State, and we were talking about World Cup soccer, born overseas, and she was a big fan. And I talked about my experience covering cups before, and I'd also since then had been looking at ways to get our students some international experience because it's one thing they really lack. Very few FAMU students ever get to go abroad for anything, let alone to work in an environment that's different and in a different culture.
So, Anna Marie, what about you? Were you a soccer fan? Had you ever covered soccer before making this trip?
No, this is my first time covering soccer, so it's been a big learning experience for me in preparation for the trip, just learning about the game and the players and the different teams and the difference between a club team and a national team. So it was a course in itself,
okay.
I could say.
Why did you want to go?
I always wanted to study abroad, do some kind of international work, preferably on an internship. And I had a class with Professor Ritchie in the fall, and I had stood up and told about myself and where I was from. And I said, I want to go to South Africa next summer. And he pulled me aside at the end of the class, and he said, you know, I'm trying to get some students there next summer, so keep your ears open, basically. And that's what I did. I kept my ears open, and in January, he put out the applications, and I applied, and I was lucky enough to get one of the six spots.
Well, what's been the best thing so far? What's been the hardest thing so far?
The hardest thing was the trip. I traveled for 3 days from Tallahassee to Tampa, from Tampa to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Joburg, from Joburg to Cape Town. And now we're back in Joburg, but that was the hardest part. I got over that very quickly because as soon as we landed, it was like, I'm here. Wow. And it's still surreal to me. So I overcame the hardest part already.
Okay. And what's been the best part?
Meeting the people here. They're amazing. They're inviting. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you're going overseas, so be careful and watch your stuff. And not to say that I'm not being mindful of those things, but at the same time, they're so inviting and they make you feel welcome and at home. And I'm about ready to move here, honestly.
Let's not tell your parents that just yet.
I've already mentioned it.
Joe Ritchie, tell me about some of the things that you did to help the students prepare for this trip.
I gave them a reading list, and most of them have done most of the reading. I did not give them an exam, and I've been thinking about that, but they had to read Nelson Mandela's autobiography, A Long Walk to Freedom, a couple of things by Alistair Sparks, who used to file excellent reports from the Washington Post, and he's got a book that I recommend to anyone, even though it's a little slightly dated, a book they wrote before apartheid was over called The Mind of South Africa. And he had a couple of follow-up books, which I put on the list as well. We watched Invictus to see the interplay between sports and society in South Africa. And even though it was about another sport that they knew nothing about, rugby, it told them a lot about South Africa. And I think it was an excellent depiction. So we did some of those kinds of preparations. We also put them in touch with some of their partners. Oh, I didn't mention that.
I want to hear more about that in a minute. I'm just still sitting here. Why didn't I have a professor like you when I was in college? I don't understand this. What happened? Where did I go wrong? But I understand
you didn't go to FAMU.
I know. I don't know. I messed that up. Joe, I understand that there are also six Chinese students reporting on World Cup in South Africa with you. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I was on sabbatical leave a year ago and spent a time in Hong Kong and made a connection through someone at the University of Hong Kong, where I actually worked for a few months as a visiting professor, who also ran or runs a journalism program at a university at the mainland, Shantou University. And we kind of got to thinking it would be real interesting to have some students from Shantou University work together with our students, because they could interact and work together across their own cultural boundaries and have a real cross-cultural experience in an unprecedented way. And I think it's working out. You know, there are some interesting things going on, and you might want to ask Anna Marie a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know. Anna Marie, tell me.
We're in a totally new country for both the Chinese partners and the American partners. And it's weird because we're trying to grasp onto the idea of what the South African culture is, but at the same time, we're trying to figure out, what do you do here and what do we do here? Oh, we wake up and do this, or this is what we eat for breakfast. So it's interesting. And then we go back and forth with phrases and different types of songs that we may listen to. It's a big melting pot inside of the home that we're staying in, because it's so much culture going on and everybody's sharing their different experiences. So it's interesting. I'm still trying to get on to that as well.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Joe Ritchie, the Knight Chair in Journalism at Florida A&M University. He and six of his students are on a month-long trip to South Africa, covering South Africa and World Cup. Also with us is one of his students, Anna Marie Shreves. Joe, I do want to ask you, though, as I've mentioned, you'd covered three previous World Cups over the course of your career. How is this one for you? What do you? I know that it hasn't gotten
special.
A full swing, but tell me about it.
Right. It's always been a special place for me. And when I first visited here back in 1996, I fell in love with the country. With all the issues that it still has that need to be resolved, with all of the problems, as Anna Marie pointed out, the people here are fantastic, welcoming, open, and eager to make this country work, and I'm just fascinated by it. But the fact that the world's greatest game, the world's most popular game, is being played at the highest level for the first time on African soil. As an African American teaching at a historically black university, there's a little special twist there for me, and I think for most of my students.
So finally, Joe, tell me what you have planned. Opening, first official opening game, as we said, is June 11th. What do you have planned for coverage? Give us a scoop.
We never know. There are a couple of things pending, but everyone will get to a couple of matches in the first round. We're going to flood the fan zones. We'll get some of the color that surrounds the match. We will still be able to provide some very interesting things. Both universities have active websites up, which we're doing not only stories about soccer, about the World Cup, but we're also writing about South African culture and life in general, politics. We've been to Robben Island. We've met a few members of parliament, sat in on a parliament session, and we're going to be putting up a lot of great information, I think, about all of these things. And if we don't get to do blanket coverage of the first match, we will still have interesting things for people who come to our site to see.
Joe Ritchie is the Knight Chair in Journalism at Florida A&M University. Anna Marie Shreves is one of six students from the university who's part of a month-long trip covering World Cup, and they both joined us from Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
We sure will.
To learn more about the Florida A&M class covering the World Cup and to follow their daily reports, go to famustu.net. And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends, and now we'd like to hear from you. With World Cup kicking off this Friday in South Africa, where will you be watching the opening round games? Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting against? Or are you simply one of those many Americans just oblivious to the world's most widely watched sporting event? Don't worry, we won't hold it against you. To tell us more, call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522. Or you can go to our website. Just go to thenewnpr.org, click on the Tell Me More page, and blog it out.